And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Cal and Eric Sheets here too from Cal's Two-Speed Reels. Giving away a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. And you can get through right now. It's been a busy morning. Have a question for Cal or Eric? Give us a call. 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. You have a chance to talk to two of the icons in our fishing world, as well as what did Gundy call you? Legendary. Legendary. You've reached legendary status here. And
this means you got old.
That's right. And you have a chance to win a great trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And don't forget, just a couple of weeks away, Saturday, June 4th, it's our first San Diego County Ford dealer live remote broadcast at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas, with our buddy Captain Mark Wheeler. Your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, a four-day fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. What an incredible place. You will love this trip. And it includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. And you know, Alaska is now flying nonstops to great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. And you can sign up for their award-winning mileage plan. All you need to do is just click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. It's the best mileage plan in the biz. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses. And don't forget, a random winner, as well as the casting winner, will be in the drawing for that grand prize to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. And you can get all the details on our guest page at hookup1090.com. Rules are there and all the details. We'll see you Saturday, June 4th at Encinitas Ford for that great event. It's going to be a big one, and we'd love to have you join us.
You're getting me pumped up. You'd be ready to go.
You guys live in Fallbrook. You got to come down.
Of course.
When that trip. For sure. And Encinitas Ford is right there.
There you go.
Can't miss it. Well, as we say here, first-time callers always go to the front of the line, and that's the case with Blaine in Cardiff. Blaine, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I seem to catch your guys' show every Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday rather, excuse me, and just interested in your opinion on what I could do to start out. I'm used to fish with my dad when I was young, and now I'm older and looking forward to getting in the water with you guys, and just like to know what kind of day trip or three-quarter boat or full day or which one, which way.
We got to get you hooked up for sure.
Cal? I would say your best bet is, I don't know exactly where you are compared to the different landings, but pick a landing that's close to you, go down. There's all the landings have tackle stores, et cetera, there. The people who work in landing tackle stores all fish. They all started at some point also.
Yeah.
Go down, tell them what you want to start fishing. You want to learn a little bit. They will show you what boats to go on and actually probably even recommend rental gear at first to get your feet wet.
Yes.
Don't have to throw a lot of money out at it. Get your feet wet. Get used to it. Find out which part of the fishing industry that you really like. And then you can work your way up from there, getting your equipment, et cetera.
But we got to get Blaine on the water, right?
Yes, got to get Blaine on the water. And that's the key. I would say start with like a half-day trip to get your feet wet, or maybe go all the way to the three-quarter day trip out of C4 Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, or Point Loma Sport Fishing. There's several opportunities to go out of those. Those are the prime landings, and those guys will dial you in. They all have rental gear. Get on the boat, tell the crew that you're a first-timer, and you want to learn, and they'll really take good care of you, Blaine.
Well, guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for being a first-time caller with us, and please get out on the water and join us again. Thanks a lot for the call. It's nice to hear that we're getting people to go fishing.
We need more people going fishing.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. All right, that did free up 858-457-1090. You want to get through? There is your chance. Let's talk to Josh calling us from Menifee. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I had a general question. I know it's probably different for everybody's skill levels, but the general breakdown of a Shimano Trinidad, just to do some basic maintenance on it, what are we looking at on that?
Okay. I don't actually work on the Trinidads. That's a Star Drag reel. I did quite a few years ago, but I don't work on them now anymore. And so I recommend like setting them to can or something like that. But if you do your own, not a problem. Just take them apart very carefully. There's a lot of little springs and pins in those reels, especially like on your Star Drag where you turn it and you click, there's a little pin and spring. So as you take each screw out, kind of lay it aside, and put it in an order so that you see how it comes apart, and you can take everything down, completely re-lube. Quite often you might want to put a new set of drags into it, and you've got your standard Shimano drag that's for it, but there's also aftermarket carbon fiber drags that work very well in them also. And just completely just do it, but take your time and get in a place where you can lay everything out so that you do put them back as they go apart, because they are there's lots of little parts that have to be put back in the right spot.
And your reel came with a reference,
yes.
A schematic, right?
Yeah, they come with a schematic.
You can get it online if you lost it.
Or even at that, nowadays, we learn from our kids, right? My son just sits there and grabs his iPhone or Droid or whatever, just takes pictures step by step, and you kind of see how it was.
What a great idea.
And, you know, they just do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So take a picture as you take it apart.
Just as you're phone. Going at stages and everything else like that. And it's
and you
stuff
can kind
like
of
that.
Teach yourself. Is that the idea? You want to kind of teach yourself how to take care of the reel, Josh?
Yeah, for sure, because I've started breaking down some of my freshwater stuff, but looking to get into some of my saltwater reels as well.
Mm-hmm. That would
doable,
work.
Right?
That is quite doable. I don't know if Shimano has it now, but they used to even have classes at the shows.
Yeah.
At one time, they had a class at the show.
That was fantastic.
They would show you how to work on your own reels.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that. And also, the grease that Cal was talking about.
Our grease will work very well on
that. You want the number one grease?
No. For
local fishing.
This local fishing, the temperatures and stuff that we have here, just our regular number two grease.
Yeah, it's a tan grease.
Tan grease.
And the other one's a purple grease.
The other is a dark purple. It's almost a black.
So that's the grease for cold weather.
Yeah, for cold weather or ultra light stuff, not on the Trinidad. It would work on the Trinidad, but I think our regular grease would be better.
I would say about 90% of the time or higher, guys are just using the regular tan grease and everything, and it's fantastic for on drag washers or in gears and around bearings and stuff like that.
You don't want to pack your bearings with it if they are a free spool bearing. If your reel depends on that bearing to rotate free, no, you use oil. You don't pack with grease. On some lever drag reels, some of the bearings are just for rotation and not for free spool. They could be packed with a little grease.
Okay. So, like, the Shimano reels come with that clear oil.
Yes, that's for your bearings.
That's the stuff that you want.
Yeah, that's the stuff for your bearings.
Okay.
Yeah, it works good in your bearings. And it will do some lubrication, you know, like you can put it in your handle and it'll run down through your handle, because a lot of guys don't ever lube their handles. And that's the first thing you find. A guy's got a frozen handle on a boat.
Lube your handle.
Okay, right. Like on your Shimano, sometimes there's a little hole that you can put a couple drops of oil in, or you may have to take a couple screws out to open the cover. And just on the top of your handle, put three or four drops of lubrication in there. And if you do it after every trip, you won't go out suddenly and your handle's frozen and it won't rotate.
Well,
and I'm sure you've seen it, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
And if you just put a couple, three drops of a decent lubricating oil, it'll work down through. Yeah, you might have to wipe it off after it goes through, but it'll keep it so it doesn't freeze on you.
Good suggestion. All right, Josh, we're all learning there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, phones are packed up. They want to talk to you guys. So let's jump back into it. Doug and Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about the two-speed reel. If I blueprint, how much does it cost versus just buying a two-speed reel right off the shelf?
Okay, to add a two-speed to a lever drag older International is $175. We say if you're going to buy a new reel, you buy the two-speed right away. It's cheaper to right off the bat because they're doing it in production. Now, any one of the lever drag reels that are two-speeded of the size that we work on, yes, we do still do the blueprinting on those. But you start with a two-speed when you're purchasing now. The two-speed conversion, when we started, there basically was nothing but like 50 size reels on the market. And we brought out the 20s and the 12s and did all the two speeds. And there were not the quality of lever drag reels available back then that there and quantities that there
and
are.
And you
now.
Have reels from big to small.
Oh, yes.
And two speed.
Oh, yes. We work, we work on a lot of 130 size Shimano's,
Acrids. It's a big reel.
Shimano's, Acrids, Pens, huge reels. And we do quite a few of them for East Coast and stuff like that in Hawaii.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go to Christmas Island. How's that sound? Love Captain that. Mark Gillette from the Eclipse is on Christmas Island. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going back in the mainland there?
Yeah, it's going great. And is it living it up to its expectation, Christmas Island?
Pretty neat place, Pete. Really, really neat place. Remote destination for sure. We had quite the first day of fly fishing ever. A dozen bonefish and three bluefin trevally yesterday. A number of GTs on this trip and bluefin trevallies on the poppers. A little bit of tuna action, a little bit of wahoo action. It's been pretty good for us here.
Sounds great. And what a unique experience, Christmas Island. And a unique experience just hanging out with Castman, right?
Yes, it is. That is it. We are actually, good thing I came here because I am the official Castman keeper and liner.
Full-time job.
Keeping him in good behavior here, but we're having a great time, and this is a very great experience. And I just obviously be able to talk about it more when I come on the show in a few weeks. But I highly recommend guys come out and do this. This has been a lot of fun.
Now you're doing conventional fishing as well as fly fishing, and I loaned you my fly gear. You weren't really a fly fisherman before, and what do you think? It's pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again. I've got two more days of fishing. We're going to go with the head guy here today. They have a speedboat and go fish kind of the places of the island doesn't get fished a lot for GTs today. And then the last day I'm going to do bone fishing again because it kind of got me hooked there. And then when they take that fly and make that first run, it's just pretty addictive.
Yeah, it's and just the sights that you see walking the reef and such, it's a pretty amazing sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. Yesterday we had a turtle come within, mere inches of me, just swimming around, just hanging out with me on the reef while I was fly fishing. I don't think you can get much more of a unique experience than that.
Yeah, it's pretty special. Have you been out to the Korean Wreck or the other side of the island yet?
Yeah, I was at the far side of the island here a couple days ago. We're going back there today. The weather, winds. For long, we couldn't go fish that side of the island 2 days ago, but the winds are backed off here, and we're going to be able to go make it there today. So, have not made it up to the Korean Wreck. Tide's not really right for it right now, but there's plenty of other things to do, and I guess I'm just going to have to come back.
Yeah, I guess you will. We're going to do the trip again next June, so you just have to come back. Any big bones?
Not for me. I got bit a couple times. Took me a little while to figure out how to set the hooks on them, but there's some guys that have had some pretty decent ones, and I guess tomorrow, the way that the moon phase is going, they said it's the big bonefish at Paris Island tomorrow, so a bunch of people will be trying for them there.
Oh, fair. That's the spot where the big 7, 8, 9 pounders hang out. Any big trevally?
I've got a GT that's just about 30, 32 pounds. That's been the biggest one so far. We've had them blow up on popper. They had one hit, a GT hit a popper about 6 feet in the air. They definitely, when you hook one, you got to pull. I pulled on a lot of fish in my time, and I think these things hit about the hardest. The guides have where I fish, I fish on the outside of the outrigger. They come running up there and hold on to me and grab onto my pants because
they
pull hard, man.
Yeah, they do. That's so awesome. And thank you for getting up early. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's 4:20 a.m. at Christmas Island right now. Is that correct?
It is, yep. Yeah, but I'm on cast patrol, so I got to make sure he's up. And yeah, you guys are special to us, and we appreciate you making sure this trip got put together. I wanted to call and say good morning to everybody.
All right. Captain Mark Gillette, of course, he'll be back next week running the Eclipse. But right now, Christmas Island in the middle of the Pacific, right on the equator. Thanks for joining us, Mark. Get the rest of your trip there. Have a great time.
Bye.
All right. Appreciate that. That's quite something, huh?
Yeah.
If you don't know, Christmas Island's 1,200 miles due south of Honolulu. And so that's out in the middle of the ocean.
Out
right
in the middle
the
of nowhere.
Quite a place, and we'll be hosting another trip there next June. It's amazing how reasonable that trip is for as far and exotic as it is. It's a very, very reasonably priced trip. The thing that's expensive is the airfare and it's a once-a-week flight from Honolulu on Fiji Air. It's the only way. And once you're there for a week.
You got to stay for a week.
And then when the week is over, you go, oh, already? Darn. Yeah. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there. There's some stuff going on. Our fishdope.com report from Captain Dave Hansen is ready to roll. And its catch report is today. It's sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Get ready for the big summer season and stock up now on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Don't wait until your favorite sizes are in short supply. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks today at your favorite tackle store and your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, this isn't going to sound as exciting as Christmas Island, but everybody here on the West Coast is pretty excited about what's going on, Pete.
I would say
yes. If you take a look at the fish counts, guys, it's pretty unbelievable right now. We got yellowfin in the fish count. We got bluefin in the fish count. We got albacore in the fish count. We got white sea bass in the fish count. We got yellowtail in the fish count. It's been a while since we could say we had albacore in the fish count. It's pretty exciting. I guess they even saw a few fish boiling around the boat yesterday. That's the big news. Also, the big news is Catalina is absolutely polluted with yellowtail. They are everywhere. Any spot up the island, if you're not getting bugged by the sea lions, you can put together some yellowtail. And the fish are anywhere from like 4 pounds up to like 25, 30-pound fish. It's all over the island. Every day it's in a different spot, the better grade of the fish. It's kind of moving around. Most of the bigger fish are up there on the west end of the island, on the front side and the back side. And if you're lucky enough to get some squid, you can go poking around on the beaches up on the west end or down on the east end or any of your favorite little sea bass spots. And if you stick with it, you can get some white sea bass. But like I'm trying to tell all my clients, the key to that white sea bass thing is stop moving. I've never seen anybody catch a white sea bass on the troll. So you got to stop and you just got to sit and let the boat rock. If you want a white sea bass, you got to be focused on white sea bass if you want a white sea bass. But it's hard to just focus on them because there's so much yellowtail everywhere. So if you're not getting big, you're on the move trying to find the yellows. But if you want a sea bass, you just got to stick with it and stay on it. And then, you know, down below, the bluefin are all over the place. They're on that red crab again, so it's tough to get them to bite. But once in a while, someone puts together a nice day, a nice bite. A lot of that bigger fish, 120-pound fish, it goes all the way from the butterfly, condom, mushroom. There's bluefin pretty much all over those lower banks down there. And then that albacore was out there by the corner yesterday is where that boat found them, and now you'll get a bunch of coverage, so maybe we'll find some more of that albacore. But all I can say, like I keep saying every week, is you just got to go fishing.
Corner is not that far, is it, Dave?
No, we can do that from Dana Point. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, that's the kind of information you get at fishdope.com. I talked to Danny yesterday with the breaking news about the albacore and the white sea bass and more. And that's the kind of stuff. He gets it from Dave. He gets it from Mark and all the top guides out there. And you can save $20 now on a new membership to fishdope.com. If you're not a member, you got to do it. Hook up now is the code for $20 off. All lowercase, no space. Hook up now. And Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Guys, you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. com, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. And I got a 65 hat I'm running up here in Dana Point, six-pack charter high-end, if you want to do that, or I'll go with you on your boat, show you how to do it on your boat.
Okay. I want you to come on my new boat. Come on, go fishing and show me how to use all that stuff.
Absolutely. Let's go, Pete. Let's
okay.
go get them.
You got it, buddy. All right. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Kelly and I are going to go watch your nephew win a big basketball game today, so I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right. And that is our catch report, and it's sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. The Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event is on for a limited time now through June 15th. Purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard, and it comes with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here, Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboard dealer today for details. As we say, first-time callers always go to the front of the line. Just tell Ryan you're a first-time caller, like Paul in Ventura. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for being a first-time caller with us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I listen to your show every weekend. If I don't get to go fishing, I feel like I have gone fishing after listening to you.
All right. Thank you.
I got a couple questions for you real quick. I'm going down to Tulum, Mexico with my wife for an anniversary. And I'm just wondering if you guys can make any recommendations on a good outfit down there to hook up with and maybe go out and catch some mahi and some tunas.
Now, where? Okay, first of all, where's Tulum?
Tulum is right around Cancun.
Okay,
around
it's Cancun. On the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah, there are in Cancun. There's a lot of nice charter boats. I have fished there quite a few years ago, and they do have all the tackle. Even though we did take ours during, they do have sailfish and white marlin there at times. I don't know about the other game fish. It's been quite a while, and we really didn't fish the other game fish, but you do have quite a few small, nice charter boats
right there in Cancun.
Yeah.
Now, I would highly recommend you call the girls, because Cass is on the island right now, at Cass Tours. They book a lot of people over there in the Yucatan Peninsula in Cancun, and I'm sure you probably have some charter boats in Cancun. They specialize in Mexico, and they know the right operations. Always advisable to book one ahead of time.
Yes.
Because you get the right ones then from advice. So check casttours.com. You can go on our website, hookup1090.com, and click on the link for Cast Tours. But call the girls, and they'll set you up, Paul.
Okay, that sounds great. And then thank you for that. One more quick question. I was listening to the surf report a little bit earlier, and I'm being in Ventura. Want to go out and do some surf fishing this afternoon. And the gentleman had mentioned sand crabs as bait. Well, that's easy because it's free bait, and all I got to do is dig them up. But do you just get them out of the sand and hook them and then throw them out there? Is that how you use that?
It's interesting. Once you identify how to see a sand crab in the sand, you got it. It's little dimples on the sand as the tide's kind of receding. And then you use whatever device you want to dig them out, and you just don't want to kill them. You don't want to brain them, but you just kind of hook it through the shell there and cast it out with, 6-8 pound test, a little kind of a Carolina rig, small bait holder hook, and hang on. Right, Cal?
Yep.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Paul. Thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for being a first-time caller and a long-time listener from Ventura. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones and talk to John in Long Beach. Thanks for hanging in there, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Do you gentlemen service all brands of two-speed?
Pretty much so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could just bring them in. You can pop them open, look at them, clean them, see what they need or don't need, and put them back together and basically do a service and evaluation on it.
Well, what you do is give us a call first, okay, because we actually are not working out of a commercial area shop. We're actually working out of a shop right next to my home, and just make sure that we're not gone fishing and give us a call. But if you just want to bring them in and have us just pop them open at that time, we just can't do that. We just don't have the time to be able to do that. We have stuff scheduled. We get scheduled
back
right away.
I realize that. Yeah. So you just drop them off and and, you know, 3-4 weeks, whatever, pick them back up.
Well, what you best call me first, give me the models and everything else.
Okay.
I can give you ballpark prices, and if we do those reels.
Okay.
Yeah, then we can figure out, you know, again, where you're going to use them, what, you know, what type of trips, and how you want to use those reels. And so we can just make it fit good for you.
And then you can either ship it or drop it off at a local tackle
store.
For sure.
We're getting a lot of our L.A. guys are actually coming off of their long-range trips and just driving up the 15 and just dropping them off after the trip while it's fresh in their mind and stuff like that. So we're getting a lot of those guys.
So you can do a drop-off if
you want. Oh, yeah. So we're getting
– absolutely.
They come in, they drop them off on their way home, and we're not going for 6 months. Please have them ready, and then when we get them done, we give them a call, and they if they're coming that way, they swing by, or we can ship them either way.
You're in Fallbrook.
We're in Fallbrook.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Formerly Duarte.
Yes.
It's a little different.
Oh, it is. It's going to add a lot of years to my life. Yes, I enjoy it down there. It's so much more relaxed.
It's a beautiful place, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for your phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-have treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com. Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Or check casttours.com.
Time to talk about great reels and rods from Shimano, but let's talk about Terramar Tuesday, because you get to go use Shimano rods and reels for free on Terramar Tuesday. They do it with the finest three-quarter day boats in the fleet. Of course, right now, the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in July, it's going to be the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and it's basically the same price, just book the regular trip on those dates of Terramar Tuesday, and then there'll be an assortment of Shimano jigs, Shimano rods and reels, and Shimano Pro Staff on board Terramar Tuesdays. You can try out Trinidad A's, Torium HG, Tranks, Talicas, a lot more too, all on Terramar rods, which are just fantastic rods. So check out our website, hookup1090.com, and check out the dates for the next upcoming Terramar Tuesday, which will be on the San Diego on Tuesday, May 31st. Terramar Tuesday, check it out at the hookup1090.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau, with several new products designed just for anglers. Check out the new H2O Soft Tackle System, now available in three sizes, complete with Tuftainers, the finest plastic tackle storage containers with Z-Rust, which has proven to be the best protection against rust and corrosion. Flambeau Tackle System's new AZ Tackle System has flexible designs to match your type of fishing. And for travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Flambeau, available at Turner's Outdoorsman, Sport Chalet, and other fine tackle retailers.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. One line open at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. A line open there. Let's talk to Rick calling us from the Bay Area. Good morning, Rick. Thanks
for
calling.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, a little question for Cal's there. I had four 12 LTs sent in to you guys. You guys two-speeded and blueprinted about 15 years ago, two for me and two for my wife. We had them done or blueprinted at 30 and 40 pounds, and we're going on that five-day on the Shogun Saturday, and I want to put maybe 50 or 60 on them and put the screws to these things out there. And what will determine if I can use that heavy a line on something that was blueprinted for a lesser poundage?
Just take and test the reel. Just make, you know, you have to have a full spool of line. Test it. If you get enough drag, you're fine. You know,
okay, you just said something, a full spool of line. Why is that important?
Well, because if you test it with just a few wraps around the spool, yeah, you will, because a fishing reel is a, I call it like a constant torque. Your tension times the radius of your spool. So therefore, when you've got a full spool is the time that you want to take your act. That's when you know how much drag you have. As the spool goes down smaller and smaller in diameter, the torque stays the same, but the tension goes up because the lever arm is a little shorter.
So your drag pressure increases.
Put a full spool on it, and then, like, if I'm running 60, you run around about 20 pounds of drag.
I'm sure you won't get that much out of a 12, but you may get 12 to 15 out of it.
Which is plenty, right?
Which 15 is probably plenty. I'm talking right off the reel. You put it over the rod, it's another couple, three.
What's the rule of thumb? What's the percentage of
25% to a third. And I have found that most of the time, 25% is the number we normally use, because we do build right off the reel and not over the rod, which adds 2 to 4 pounds of drag, depending at what angle you got the rod at and what rod. But
if you're fishing 60, you want 15.
About 15 to 18.
Yeah. Somewhere in that range, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And boy, I mean, that's a fun reel for that's those fish. I mean, that's the right size reel.
I'm gonna try them. Now, how I was having issues trying to cast that thing, since that thing spins so nice. What is the secret of casting a reel like that?
Practice and an educated thumb.
So you just gotta thumb it like regular.
Well, yeah. Or you could be a great fish, great caster like my dad, and you just hand it to the deckhand and have him cast it out. I mean, that's how he got to be a real good caster.
That's the best way to cast, is the crew, they do it all day long.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that being said, we do have special bearings and sleeve if you decide down the road that you want them to spin better and all that kind of stuff. But just practice.
Yeah, I had you guys do the whole works today, so it's got the sleeves, the bearings, the whole
thing. So.
Yeah. Did I hear the albacore word this morning?
Yes, you did. Albacore was caught by the producer yesterday on a day-and-a-half trick at the corner, which is not that far away, 40 miles, something like that. So they had them boiling around the boat, but one was actually landed. The first albacore of the season. So who knows, right? Maybe you'll go albacore fishing on the Shogun.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for all your work and the gentleman that puts all your archive stuff up. I listen to that all day at work in my headphones, and all the way back to, like, when you had the guy from the fluorocarbon guy there, and it's just awesome stuff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Adam, our engineer, and on the other side of the glass, Adam does a great job getting those up right away for us, and we sure appreciate his efforts. And getting those up right away, he really helps me out a lot. Tell me, are you listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app in the Bay Area?
I am actually, I'm sitting out here at church practice right now, and I'm sitting out here in the parking lot hoping I get through to you guys before I have to go in and do worship. So, yes.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a great trip on the Shogun, Rick. Appreciate you calling us from the Bay Area there. Hey, for sure. Now, that brings up the deal. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup a lot of different ways. Like our friend there in the Bay Area was listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app. If you have a smartphone, just download the app. It doesn't matter whether it's a Droid or an iPhone or an iPad, whatever. Just search for Mighty 1090 in the App Store and download that app. That's the easiest way to listen live.
And it works great.
It does work great. It's amazing how many people do listen to that Mighty 1090 app. Then also, you can listen on our website, hookup1090.com. You just click on the radio banner there, the antenna, and that's another way you can listen live right on your computer, which is what you do, Cal.
That's what I do.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. And then the other way, if you miss a show, you also listen to the archives. You go to hookup1090.com, and you just search the archives for whatever day guest you want to listen to, like yesterday's shows, today's shows, last week's shows, last month's shows. They're all there on our website, hookup1090.com. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Another first-time caller this morning, Debbie calling us from Chino. Thanks for calling, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm going to go fishing with a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine. And I wanted to know how much it would cost us to buy all the equipment and to rent the boat to go.
We're cougars.
What you want to do is you want to go down before you buy all the equipment. You want to go rent the equipment, right, Cal?
Yes, you want to rent your equipment because
pretty reasonable cost to rent it.
That way there, and also it all depends on what type of fishing you're doing as to what kind of equipment you want. And it can get quite expensive and what kind of quality and how far up the line of equipment you want. So your best bet, start off with the rental equipment for the type of trip you're doing, and make sure you enjoy it, which I'm sure you will, and then you can go from there. Once you've rent stuff, you know what feels best to you, and you can start buying slowly but surely.
Yeah, and from where you are in Chino there, I'd recommend 22nd Street Landing up in San Pedro or Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Be an easy access. Go on a half-day trip out of there. They have all the rental gear. Give them a call. Check their website. They'll have all the details for you. And I'm going to warn you, Debbie, you're going to get hooked because it's a lot of fun.
Highly addictive, right?
Yes, indeed it is. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Dennis in Norwalk. Hi, Dennis.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You talk about the bass fishing, okay? Now, what is the easiest and the best way to release the bass so, you know, they don't get hurt or anything?
I just spent four glorious days on Cedros Island with Cedros Tackle and fishing for the kayak and the ponga there, and we released a lot of bass, and I have the thumb to prove it, too. Calico bass are relatively easy. They do have teeth, but not bad teeth. Just grab them by the lip and just unhook them. If they ate it deep, you want to be very careful. Use needle nose pliers and try not to get them to bleed. But they're pretty hardy fish. Yeah. And very, very easy to release and very, very resilient, too. So that's what I'd recommend. It's an easy process. And you guys like bass fishing?
I don't get a chance to do much of it, but I really do enjoy it, and I'm going to do
Eric,
more of it.
Me too?
It's been a while. It's been a while, but I'm looking to get back into it as the kids have grown up and they're high school age and older now.
Yeah.
It gives me a little bit more time.
And now
being in North County. Yeah.
And you're not far from the bass capital, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing there, man. You guys could run right up there and nail some bass. Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam calling us from Irvine. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I have a 12 that I had two-speed a long time ago, but I have another one. Old guy. I have another old single-speed that I want to make a Super 12. How heavy can you make those Super 12s go as far as drag pressure goes?
First of all, what's a Super 12?
Well, a Super 12 is
that a motel?
No, it's a 12T reel that we've actually taken their complete drag system out, remachine the whole side of the spool, and put a drag washer in that's poor. I haven't done the math on it, but it's 2 to 3 times more drag surface and radius. It's we go from a little under 1 3/4 drag to a 2 1/4 inch diameter drag washer in it. And then we go with the bearings and sleeve and everything else. It's a fairly expensive process. Okay. Yes.
Like
it,
what?
You're looking, total one's probably a little over $400. So you can almost buy a brand new reel.
Yeah.
But we still have an awful lot of customers who really like them. The Pen 12T is a fairly heavy duty reel inside. Its shafts and bearings inside are quite good size, so they do hold up on it. The spool is a little heavier, so it's not going to cast quite as well as some of the newer spools, like on the Torian.
Now, the 12T is an older reel.
It's an older reel, yes. It's the 12T was in the 80s, 85, 86, up through about 96, something like that. So it's already a 20-year-old reel.
Yeah.
But they are a heavy-duty reel inside. And so we still make, we do make supers out of them. We do all the machining in-house. We made our own drag washers, make our own drag carriers and stuff like that for it. And we have, I don't recommend any more than about 20 to 22 pounds of drag out of it.
That's a lot of drag on a little reel.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. And the 12LT, I recommend the same. But my personal one does about 25 at strike and 40 at full.
Ooh. 40?
Yep.
On a 12-size reel?
Uh-huh.
Why, what do you fish on that, like 100?
Yep.
Wow. That's something. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question there. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Rich and Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. I like to pull on those calico bass, too, because they pull back.
Yes, yes. They do.
The reason I'm calling is... with real experts there, maybe you can kind of give me some insight on getting the most out of your drag, because at the end of a really long cast on a smaller size reel with, say, 40-pound monofilament, you've got a lot of line stretch at play, and the spool diameter is much smaller.
Yes.
So once you get that fish closer to the boat and your spool diameter has increased, what kind of adjustments would you want to make on your drag to maybe get the get that fish to the boat, especially if it's a larger fish, drag adjustment could really come into play there.
That's what the lever drag is very good for, because when you've got a lot of line out and your drag tension is up, you may not even quite go up to strike on the fish, and then as you get him closer, you start sliding it up, getting more and more drag. Then I quite often, depending on the fish, if you've got one that's kind of stalled out on you a little bit, push that strike button down and start to slide up over strike. Depending on what model reel and everything else, you could pick anywhere from 3 to 4 pounds more drag, or depending on the size, you're up to almost 50% more drag at full.
That's so let me get this straight. You want a little bit more drag as you get that fish closer to the boat.
Yes, and so you're sliding your lever up. Up, and as you slide it up, you're increasing your drag.
Oh, okay, because I would have thought it would be the other way around, because that spool diameter would take more drag to actually turn the spool.
That's why you don't go all the way up to strike.
So Eric was talking about earlier about how the spool diameter gets smaller, there's going to be more drag.
Tension. Yes, it's more.
So that's something
the tension is up, the higher the tension. But as you get... If you're fishing at, say, strike with it all the way down, you have quite a bit of tension. As you get closer, you want more. That's why they have that button on there to push down and you go from strike up to full. That's why I tell people when you set your drag and check it, you know how much drag you have at strike. Also know how much drag you have at full, so that you know that, hey, when a fish is not running hard and it's more just straight pull, you can actually go to close to 50% of the breaking strength of your line.
Wow.
And not have a problem. It's when the It's when a fish is running hard that you have a tendency to break them off, and it's always out at the, almost always out at the hook, because that's where the most tension is because of the line drag in the water. But as you get the fish closer to the boat, your spool diameter is larger, so your tension is actually going down a little. Slide your lever up, go down, go over strike, and go on up, maybe at first just a little bit over, and you can, you don't just fish with a lever. You also fish with the seat of your pants.
What's the general rule of thumb between the pressure at strike and the pressure at full?
They vary.
The other dynamic at work is then when the fish is closer to the boat, you don't have the line stretch working for you either.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, yes. But they're not taking, they're not making a fish, most fish are not making hard runs once they get to circling or they're getting close to the boat. It's more just of a strength issue. You just have to break their back on you, put a little more tension, especially a big fish. You'll get him right straight up and down just circling on you, and you just can't move him another 2 or 3, 4 more pounds, and you suddenly break him and he starts to come up.
The longer you have them on, the more chance you're going to lose them, right? So that's why you want to get on them at the end.
But that's
how many, what percentage of fish are lost right at the end?
It's either right at the beginning or right at the end.
Yeah, that's it, for sure. Hey, good questions. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to direct you to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Of course, you can get all our social media links. If you haven't liked us on Facebook or on Instagram, you got to do it. We post some great photos and information on those as well. And that's all up on the front right corner of hookup1090.com. Also, our YouTube channel. I'll be putting together a video of our Cedros trip. Just came back on, and that'll be going up on our YouTube channel. And then this week, I just posted yesterday a great article written by Tommy P. on the Tony Reyes Let's Talk Hookup trip that happened early May here. It's a good story and a good set of pictures, along with a photo of the week. A great 6-year-old Tim McQueen took his 6-year-old son and caught some yellowtail that are bigger than he is. It's all on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. And when we come back, we're going to give away a prize, wrap things up here, and tell you about next week's show. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, 3-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Blaine in Cardiff. You are the winner of that three-quarter day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. You're going to have a great time fishing with Captain Ryan Bastian and the crew out of Seaforth there. And guys, great show. Never enough time to answer all the great questions when it comes to Cal's two speeds reels. And Cal and Eric, if somebody wants more information, you're very accessible, right?
Of course. Yeah, we're up in Fallbrook just off of the 15, but our phone number is 626-357-4441 or calstwospeed.com.
Now, I might add, you don't drive to Cal's because it's a residence. So you call first,
I don't want them driving in because I don't mind them driving there. It's just we may not be home.
Right.
And so we want to make sure we're home. And
we like taking the advantage of a small business. When the fishing's good, you get out on the water, right?
Right.
You know, and usually our customers understand that.
Yeah, for sure. But so call first,
just
email
call first.
Check the website. A lot of the information, the grease is available on the website. And at various tackle stores.
Yes.
Or go into your local tackle shop and ask them, and they can get a hold of us.
Tell them to get it.
And you could also take your reels into participating tackle shops, and they'll send them to you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I know Fisherman's
Landing does it. Ken's does it.
Yeah.
Longfin does it. Yeah. Bob Sands does it.
Okay.
You know, so.
And they'll ship them right over to you.
Ship them to us, yes.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks, guys, and good luck on your next fishing trip. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan on the other side of the window there for helping us out today. And thank you most of all for listening this weekend. What a great weekend of shows. Next weekend, another great weekend of shows. Saturday, Mr. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News. Is it really Memorial Day weekend next weekend? Are you kidding me? And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Going to be a great weekend of shows. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.